sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing the good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad.
How many times have you heard someone lament that they don't write songs like they used to? You may have said it yourself. People say some of the lyrics of today's music sound stupid and senseless, not at all like the songs we knew and loved in our youth. But just think back. About 100 years ago, people were happily singing little gems like Seeing the Elephant, Mr. Dingy, Don't Be Stingy, A Ring on the Finger is Worth Two on the Phone, Big Chief Wally Hoo Woo, He's Wiggled His Way to Her Wigwam, and My Gigi from the Fiji Isles. By the 1930s, some of the standout vocal refrains included The Dipsy Doodle, The Love Bug Will Bite You If You Don't Watch Out, and Looky, 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 Here Comes Cookie.
Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he's sweet. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a lucky break. Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he takes a cake. When he's near my lips, say, oh, my heart says, oh, tra-la-la. When he kisses, oh, it's TNT for two. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, he's a handsome guy. Just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high, oh my, sweet as pumpkin pie. He's a handsome guy, just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high, oh my, looky, 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 here comes Cookie, sweet as pumpkin pie.
A 1935 recording of the Henry Brucey Orchestra with vocalist Marion Holmes singing Looky, 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 Here Comes Cookie. The songwriters in the 30s seemed to have a set on pedal extremities with the 1938 hit Flatfoot Fluid You With The Floy, Floy. And even earlier, Mr. Waller's Your Feet's Too Big.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I call it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big Pete, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. caught you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. You get them, your girl, she likes you, she thinks you're nice, got what takes to be in paradise, she said she likes your face, she likes your ring, man, oh man, them things are too big, oh, your feet's too big, don't want you cause your feet's too big, mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you because your feet's too big. You got me walking, talking, and sparking. Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
One doesn't. Ella Fitzgerald got into the Crazy Songs act with her first hit, A Tisket a Tasket. While in 1937, Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians did well with a happy little tune with an unhappy title. Although written in 1939, the Hutsut song, with its utter nonsense lyrics, didn't become popular for a couple of years. And 39 also gave us the Andrews Sisters in Hold Tight. I want some seafood, Mama. Shrimpers and rice, they're very nice.
Choo-choo to Broadway, boo Cincinnati. Don't get icky with the 1, 2, 3. Life is just so fine on the solid side of the line. Rip, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Rack, sack, and watch seafood, Mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Rack, sack, and watch seafood, Mama. Shrimps and rice are very nice. I like oysters, lobsters too. I like tasty butterfish. Boo! When I come home late at night, I get my favorite dish. Fish! Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Rack, sack, I want seafood, Mama. Shrimps and rice. Give it to me, cause I am happy as can be when the seafood comes to me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I like oysters, lobsters too. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. When I get home late at night, I give my favorite dish. Fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Rack, sack, you want seafood, Mama. Shrimps and rice are very nice. I like oysters, lobsters too.
And speaking of seafood, another biggie in 1939 was the tale of the three little fishies. In this version by Spike Jones, we have a send-up of a send-up song. In the 40s, that blonde bombshell, Betty Hutton, was responsible for giving us songs like Murder, He Says, The Fuddy Duddy Watchmaker, His Rocking Horse Ran Away, Bluebirds in My Belfry, And in her first film, The Fleet's Inn, she sang Arthur Murray, Taught Me Dancing in a Hurry, and this one, If You Build a Better Mousetrap.
If you build a better mousetrap, bake a better bun, you mix a better toddy, you'll have everybody coming on the run. If you wash a better window, sweep a better floor, climb a higher steeple, you'll have all the people knocking at your door. That's the way to be successful. So I'm getting right. I'm kissing better kisses, saying sweeter nothings, lying bigger lies. And I'm squeezing better squeezes, teasing better teases. Everything pleases, but gee, why doesn't anything happen to me? If you build a better mousetrap, I'll crank a better crank. Make a better mousetrap, you'll be putting lots of money in the bank. If you dig a deeper hole, weaker struggles, getting quite a rip. And I'm cooing, better cooing, doing better wooing, over to ruin. But gee, why doesn't anything happen to me?
Other songs with deeply intelligent lyrics appeared in the 1940s. The people who lived in a little inland English town called Ashby de la Zouch were most surprised to hear an American song that placed their village by the sea. And if you wanted something to eat 40 years ago, well, you could sing up some shoo-fly pie and apple pan dowdy. '44's greatest nonsense song must surely have been this one.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goon,
and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty,
others call it crazy,
but they all sing this tune.
Mazie Doats was sung by the Merry Macs, a group that was responsible for the hit version of 1939's The Hutsat Song, and also something called Pass the Biscuits, Mirandy. In the middle 40s, the big girls got a blast, first from Arthur Godfrey and his Too Fat polka, and then from Hoagy Carmichael, who went a huggin' and a chalkin'.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabelle McGee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a ways and chalk a mark to see where you began one day. I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a huggin' away when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other way over the mountain, coming around the other way. Said I'm weak, my bones don't ache, my joints don't creak, but I grow pale and I get limp every time I see my baby blimp. Oh gee, but ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her,
you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a bit and chalk a mark to see where you began
one day. I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a beggin' her to be my bride.
When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand,
a-comin' around the other side.
Over the mountain,
a-comin' around the other side. She's a mile wide,
chalking up the mark down in Yellowstone Park.
When I met another fellow with some chalk in his hand, a-comin' around the other side.
Over the mountain, over the great divide.
The 40s really do have a lot to answer for as far as beautiful song lyrics are concerned. How about the Thousand Island song, when someone was rowing up the River St. Lawrence and hollering, Florence? Or 1946's epic Cement Mixer from the Velvet Fog, Mel Torme.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A bottledy booty, a bottledy scooty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A bottledy beat, concrete. First you get some gravel, pour it in the vault. To mix a mess of mortar, you add cement and water, and see the Mel-a-rooney come out. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A puddledy beat, a puddledy voot, a puddledy bout. Mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Ba da 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 dee doo dee doo da 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 ba. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A bottle booty boo.
...1950 began with one of those songs you love to hate. Obviously, the same feelings had arisen 43 years earlier in 1907... ...when some demented soul wrote, I'm looking for the man who wrote The Merry Widow Waltz. In 1950, you almost felt like doing away with the man who wrote Music, Music, Music.
Music, music, music. Closer,
finished? Oh, good. More 1950 magic included, "If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake." And Hoop-de-doo. Ragmop was another biggie. Just in case you missed the title, the Ames Brothers spelled it out for you. Over and over again. American playwright William Saroyan and his cousin, musician Ross Bagdasarian, were bored during a motor trip in 1939. They thought up a little ditty that didn't burst onto an unsuspecting world until 1951, when Rosemary Clooney invited all and sundry to come on a My House.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate, do I? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on.
Come on to my house, my house. Come on. Come on to my house, my house. I'm gonna give you east side. Come on to my house, my house. I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
If you think the lyrics of Come On to My House are strange, how about the song Patti Page came up with in 1956? It wasn't meant to be funny, but because a pause came in the lyrics at the wrong spot, it caused great mirth. Remember, Throw Mama from the Train?
Throw Mama from the train. A kiss, a kiss. Wave Mama from the train, a goodbye. Throw Mama from the train, a kiss, a kiss. And don't cry, my baby, don't cry. How I miss that sweet lady with her old country touch, miss her quaint broken English called Pennsylvania Dutch. I can still see her there at the station that day, calling out to her baby as the train pulled up. Throw Mama from the train, a kiss, a kiss. Dry Mama on your tears, won't you try? Throw Mama from the train, a kiss, a kiss. And eat Mama up. Can't believe that she's gone now. It's a lonely old town. Yet I know that her heavenly love keeps looking down. 'Cause whenever I happen to be passing through, I could swear she was there with the warmth I once knew. And I throw Mama from the train, a kiss, a kiss. Wave Mama from the train, a goodbye. Throw Mama from the train, a kiss, a kiss. And she throws one back from up high.
1947 was a very good year for songs to remember. That was the year of I'm My Old Own Grand Poor and Civilization. Bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Something similar came up in 1958 when David Seville, an alias for the before-mentioned Ross Bagdasarian, introduced us to the Witch Doctor.
I told the Witch Doctor I was in love with you. I told the Witch Doctor I was in love with you. And then the Witch Doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... Witch Doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the Witch Doctor, you didn't love me nice. And then the Witch Doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ting, ting, 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 ah. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart.
So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Phil Harris was responsible for singing a few lovely lyrics about this time, but his best remembered would have to be The Thing.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do.
Australians Joy Nichols and Dick Bentley were two of the successful trio of stars in the BBC radio series Take It From Here. Jimmy Edwards was the third member, and together they sang in depth about the Little Red Monkey.
Look at the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, acting so fidgety. Look at the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, cute as can be.
Where is his mama, papa, sister, brother, cousin, rest of the family? Little red monkey on his own, some very lonesome monkey is he.
Listen carefully, Dick and Jimmy, 'cause here is a job for you.
What is it?
If you get him into the zoo.
The zoo?
He'd do all of his tricks for you.
Joy, why not drop him a line or two?
What for?
Inviting him to the zoo. For if we do,
then what?
He'll be a happy, snappy monkey, little red monkey, acting so merrily. We hope you like this little red monkey.
Very lonesome monkey is he.
Look look at the monkey, bunny monkey, little red monkey, acting so fidgety. Get out your fiddle and play him a tune, Dick. Very lonesome monkey is he.
That was ghastly. Don't think the monkey liked that, Bentley. Seems to be jumpy, acting so fidgety.
You cheer him up, Jimmy, with your euphonium. Little red monkey, cute as can be.
Oh, Jim, didn't he love it too?
I got it right.
If you listen, he'll talk to you. He will chatter the whole day through.
Now he's a snappy, happy monkey, little red monkey, acting so merrily. Gee, how we like this little red monkey, very cuddlesome monkey is he.
Little red monkey,
little red monkey, won't you stay to tea? He said yes.
And while we're still with the animal kingdom, Mel Blanc's I Tort a Pootie Tat would be hard to beat for nonsense value.
I'm a little tiny bird, my name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty cat a-tweeping upon me. I did, I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat, Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I taught a putty cat creeping upon me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
Putty Cat is very bad. He sneaked up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
Sweetie Pie when he leaves this cage. But I can never catch him. It throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I tore a putty cat a-tweeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty cat as well as he could be. And when I sing that little song, my mistress knows he's back. She grabs her broom and brings it down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad putty cat, let's both be friends, you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Come on now, like a good cat.
Oh, all right. Suffer and suck a tag.
I tore a putty cat a-creeping upon me. I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
But that's not quite all, folks. Jo Stafford didn't seem to sing too many nonsense songs while she was a member of the Pied Pipers, but her second big solo hit, Jambalaya on the Bayou, may have been something to the people in the southern states of the U.S., but certainly made a little sense to us.
Jambalaya! Jambalaya!
me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go for the piro down the bio. Oh my John, the sweetest one, me, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Some advice on a rather touchy subject came from Tennessee Ernie Ford in Shotgun Boogie.
Dad stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you.
Those cowboys certainly knew what they were talking about. But back to the pop field. Perhaps the greatest crazy lyrics of all came from the lips of Perry Como when he sang a hubba hubba hubba.
It's always fair weather when hep cats get together, and every time they meet is the way you'll hear them greet.
Reef!
A hubba hubba hubba.
Hello, Jack.
Well, a hubba hubba hubba. I just got back.
Well, a hubba hubba hubba.
Let's shoot some breeze.
Say whatever happened to the Japanese.
Well, a hubba hubba hubba. Haven't you heard?
A hubba hubba hubba.
Slip me the word.
I got it from the guy who was in the know. It was mighty smoky over Tokyo. Friend of mine in a B-29 dropped another load for luck. As he flew away, he was heard to say,
hubba, 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 yak, yak.
Well, I gotta go a-fishing.
That's okay, we gave you our permission, and we'll say, hubba, 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 on your way.
And I will dig you later in the USA. Hubba, 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 just got in.
A hubba, 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 well, give me some skin.
Well, you're looking mighty pretty, Miss Curly Locks.
I'm the gravel girdie of the Bobby Sox.
I'm the yatata, 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 you talk big.
Well, I'm the fresh tomato, you can't dig.
Let's have a heart to heart, and you'll decide.
I'm a tick what's really on the solid side.
You knock me flat, you're the kind of a cat. Makes me wanna blow my top. Till the end of time. And if you feel that way, tell me what you say.
Hubba, 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 mop, mop. Well, now you're really talking. You're no square. You can't be from Weehawken.
Mm-mm, Delaware.
You got a line of drive that's really zoo.
Well, I'll dig you later, baby. You're all route to time.
And so it's gone through the years. Wonderful songs with wonderful lyrics. No, they certainly don't write songs like they used to. ABC Radio 1 and 3, Eastern Time, is 9 o'clock.